Hot Rod Farmer Minute with Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter Podcast. With giddy anticipation, we are all anxious to get out into the field and begin planting. The seed meters are calibrated, soil testing has been done, the perfect hybrid is in the hopper, and the tractor has been completely serviced. Or has it? We thought of everything except the need to treat the diesel fuel. A misconception being fuel only needs to be treated in the winter. A diesel engine operates on a unique principle of combustion. The chemical composition of the fuel impacts how that occurs. Diesel fuel is a commodity and it is traded like grain. The product has the minimum combustion and lubricity properties required by law. The composition of the fuel will have an impact not only on how the engine runs, but its consumption and future repair costs. The diesel fuel the refinery produces, for the most part, is at odds with the requirements of the engine. Unadditized diesel is base fuel, and in most instances, that is what you are buying. Even if you source a premium fuel, you do not know its chemical composition. Lubricity is paramount with both mechanical injection and modern common rail systems. Not treating diesel fuel would be like planting seed without any additional nutrients. The plant will grow but will not yield. The engine will run, but not much more can be said. The key is to use a high-quality additive that addresses all the needs. Not all products do that. Think of it in terms of modes of action as you would herbicide. You want a year-round additive that can enhance lubricity, increase cetane, clean the injectors, improves combustion, and removes deposits from the combustion chamber while controlling winter gelling. It is easy to enjoy lower equipment costs and longer service life from your engines. Just treat all the fuel year-round and give it no more thought. Have a safe and blessed planting season. If you enjoyed this Hot Rod Farmer Minute, I invite you to listen to the Idle Chatter Podcast on the Global Ag Network and visit thefarmmachinerydigest.com, where steel and soil meet.